Delaware prosecutors quietly dropped a drunk driving charge against the president of Delaware State University. WHYY's Chris Barish reports the case collapsed after an evidence suppression motion argued the traffic stop and arrest were illegal.
Delaware State President Tony Allen pleaded guilty only to reckless driving and paid a $100 fine. The state dropped the DUI charge, even though Allen's attorney acknowledged that his blood alcohol level of 0.128% was confirmed by a chemical test. That's well above the legal limit of 0.08%. But defense attorney Michael Abrams' motion argued that Allen didn't leave his lane on Route 1 on the night he was arrested, so the trooper who saw his SUV swerving didn't have the right to pull him over. Abram also argued that because Allen passed field sobriety tests, the blood alcohol reading didn't give the cop enough probable cause to make a DUI arrest. The state didn't respond to the motion. Instead, prosecutors cut a deal with Allen. No one at Attorney General Kathy Jennings' office would discuss the plea bargain with WHYY News, but a spokesperson for Jennings issued a statement saying the deal ensured a conviction despite, quote, issues with the traffic stop and subsequent testing. State police issued a statement saying they stood by the trooper's investigation and arrest of Allen, but realized that plea deals are often part of the judicial process. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.